Hey,
what up, what up, what up?
You don't get to say A when I say A.
B. What up, what? Welcome back to the Let's Make Out podcast, where we make out all things what?
Love, life, and laughter.
I said it right for the first time.
You did. How are you guys?
Yes.
Hopefully you're well.
I should have worn my sunglasses for this
episode. I know. If you're watching, if you're not watching, first of all, you know you can watch us, right? On YouTube, Let's Make Out podcast. I have on my sunglasses only because I just wanted to. Because
it's always just, because her life is just bright and shiny. Like,
you know what
just
I'm
sunshine.
I'm just, you know, one of them people who wear sunglasses inside. That is the most annoying thing to me. People who wear glasses on the inside. Like, what are you doing?
You know it's not sunny in here.
You know that's not cool, right? I've been looking like one of those people all week because I am recovering from my surgery. I finally had it, you guys.
She did.
My PRK, which is a version of LASIK. You can Google it. I ain't gonna go into all of that, but the recovery time.
Yeah, it's a little bit longer.
It's a lot longer than LASIK. And I had light sensitivity a lot in the beginning.
She did.
So I've been wearing glasses like nonstop until like yesterday.
Like her eyes, she said her eyes has not been like super painful, a little bit dry here and there.
Yeah,
really it's been that light sensitivity.
But it's that light sensitivity has been the kicker. But I really don't even have it today. I just wanted to wear these glasses.
She can use the excuse of being one of those people.
So I'm going to take them off probably.
That's all right.
Ooh. Oh, I don't know. We got
this
ring light.
It's bright. So put them back
on.
So
I actually may just keep them on.
Do the thing. I'm going to go get me some sunglasses. Let's make this sunglass episode.
So sorry if you can see the ring light through the glare of the glass. It's my bad.
Yeah. So, let's see. So that's obviously what's been going on. The big thing this week as far as, you know, just letting her heal up and let her do, you know, get some rest in and as much as possible and making her try to rest because that's also a struggle.
You know.
Because she does not know how to relax.
Am I the only person that has trouble not doing anything?
No.
Literally don't know how to relax.
She doesn't.
I think that I've... Sorry, I'm trying to eat my breakfast while we're filming this. Pop-Tart has these... really good crisps.
Hashtag not sponsored. But so
but I love a good frosted strawberry Pop-Tart. I'm sorry. I don't care how clean I eat.
They're so good.
Have a Pop-Tart every now and then. But these Pop-Tart crisps are good because the macros are great. It's less carbs and it's just enough. It's like a
just
little
enough. It gives you your fix. It gives you your fix.
Yeah, it gives you your fix instead of having like the whole thing. Anyway. What I have come to realize is that I do have an issue relaxing. I just don't know.
She doesn't know how to just turn off and just
how
be.
To just be.
Like, but even deeper, like it's very hard for her to. I'm better at this. It's very hard for her to even put her phone down. Just like working, and then also put her phone down and disconnect. Like disconnecting for her totally is very
it's
very difficult.
Of.
Like I can disconnect. You know, like I can.
You keep saying that, but when the last time you actually disconnected?
When we watch a show, I pretty much don't pick up my phone at all.
Sometimes,
most of the time though.
But have you ever truly disconnected?
No,
I'm
I need
talking
to.
About for
no,
a
we
period
need to. We're going
watching
to
watching the television.
All right, end of episode. We're disconnecting right now. 3, 2, 1.
You know, it's so funny. Chad Jr. and I were talking last night. I asked him what he would like the family to do more of, and. His answers were funny. He said he's so our child. He said, take more vacations.
He is our son.
I said, you are legit our son, and this is the life that you're used to. So us being home for, you know, 3 months at a time is unheard of. And
he's
I was like,
why
you know
are we
what?
Home?
I want to take some vacations too. And he was like, I really want to go to Africa. I said, really?
Oh, that's cool.
Where do you want to go to Africa? I bet you can. Yes. Yeah. I was about to say, I bet you can guess. He was like, because I just want to see more animals. And he's like,
he's
you
so
know,
sweet.
More than dogs and cats.
He loves animals. That's
you
his
know.
Favorite thing.
He's like, I do want to go to the zoo more, but I just want to see more animals. And
that's
I was
cool.
just like, that is the coolest thing.
That
maybe one
cool.
day we will take a trip, a family trip to Africa. Okay?
That'd be dope. We want to go to a trip, to take a trip to Africa.
Yeah, it's
we
definitely
about
on the list of places to go. But I just thought that was the sweetest thing. So then he said something else. So he asked me, and I was like, you know, I want us to spend more time together as a family unplugged. And he was like, yeah, we should. So I was like, what if we set up like device limits? Like maybe every day we get an hour or two on our devices and that's it. And he was like, we should do it starting tomorrow. I think he forgot because he's been up all morning on his Xbox. He's but I think that his reaction was great. So when I do start enforcing these limits, he may be a little bit more apt to it because it's something Chad and I have been talking about. Never had limits on screen time. It's hard to limit your children on screen time when you're always on it.
Like, it's like one of those things where you don't want to be like, practice what I preach, not what I do.
Yeah.
You want to be like,
we want to lead by example.
Yeah, we'll lead by example. Exactly. So it's something that we want to fix. And don't get us wrong. Like, there's a lot of times when we're on our devices, we're working.
Yeah.
I mean, so
laugh every time I say that.
Like, I be saying, like, you know, just not just, you know, messing around or just, you know, just, you know, whatever.
No, you know, we're not She'd be like, tricking off.
She'd be like, we're not just tricking off. I'm like, girl.
Oh, well, we're not. Like, we actually, you know, handling business, getting paid, working. Exactly.
So we're working. But at the same time, we need to create a space where our phones aren't our work devices.
Yes.
We have computers, you know, we have, you know, and so it's one of those things where we've made a habit to use our phone first.
Yeah.
Unless we cannot use our phone for it. So for editing, obviously I can't edit on my phone.
Right.
You know, the way that I can on my computer. So I go to my computer. But if I could edit on my phone just the same, I guarantee I probably would be on my phone doing it. Mm-hmm. So I need to break that habit.
I mean, you could. It's just a lot more tedious.
Yeah, exactly. I have to break that habit of using my phone as the way to do work.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because we're taking calls all day and like doing all that kind of stuff. Me, for it's emails.
Yeah.
You know,
me, it's social.
Social, but she's working, I'm posting, working. Yeah. You know, answering people's comments, replies. But that all can be done on the computer.
It can, because when you scroll on Instagram on your phone, like, you just get distracted. Like, I was doing content today trying to, you know, put together the IG stories and stuff, and it literally took me like 45 minutes to an hour before I could even start, because as soon as I opened Instagram,
she got distracted.
I got distracted. I was like, wait, what did I come on here to do? Oh, I came on here to do some work. So, you know what? We're going to try very hard to start, I don't know, setting some type of boundary for devices. I have a friend, she has like 7 children. And she was sharing on her Instagram how they have like 1 tablet for the children to use. And they have like tablet Tuesdays. That's the day that they can watch, you know, the tablet, play with the tablet. And I was just like, ma'am, how? Like, I struggle to come up with a daily limit. You know what I'm saying? Like, she actually responded, but I haven't read it yet. So I am curious to know how she does it. But I guess if that's something that they've never had, I feel like our children were introduced to tablets very early.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's what they've known.
And, and here's the thing. Like, there's some people that, you know, that, you know, too much tablet time. Like, you know, there's the perfect parents out there that have, you know,
they have everything right.
They love to judge other people, you know, all that kind of cool stuff.
Yeah.
But which we don't care about. That doesn't matter to us. I think that what we know is that for us, we know we want to limit the time they're on the tablets. But we also understand that there are things that they're doing on there that they have learned some really cool things.
Yeah.
That they've become very educated by certain shows or certain games that they're playing.
Yeah.
Like problem-solving skills, things that, you know, like Chad Jr., some of the games he plays, like problem-solving skills.
Right.
He's got to figure out how to get from one part to the other. And it's a strategy game. That is problem solving. It's real world problem solving. And I think that's a good thing. But there needs to be limits.
But it doesn't take the place of actual real world.
No, it doesn't take the I mean, but it does develop a mind that thinks, you know, you're trying to think of creative ways to do something.
Basically, they're not all just watching entertainment. Some of it is educational.
Exactly. So, but we know that we want to limit it more. And so that's the first part, recognizing it. And then we'll try to create a way to do that. But again, we gotta figure out how to do that.
We
do that for our children. We do what's best for our children, you know, and we know others will do that for theirs. So
that's our spiel. Tablet time. I would love to know. Excuse me. I would love to know if you have tablet limits for your children, for yourself. Like, how did you enforce those? You know, share with us. Like, give us some tips if you have any.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Some things that have worked for you.
We'd love to hear that stuff.
We would love to hear it. And now we're going to cue the music because I see you ready.
Yep, let's do it.
Do
catching up on me.
Yeah, you know I do my thing.
But yeah, so that's the surgery, and then home renovations.
Oh, what you got to say? Yeah, I wasn't done talking about my surgery. Oh, okay. I just wanted to tell y'all to everybody out there appreciate your vision, okay?
Yes.
Because it is. Fundamental. Is what I'm trying to say. It is paramount. Like, literally, I mean, and I know this sounds so ridiculous. Like, of course, you don't miss your vision until you don't have it anymore. But just not being able to see things clearly is very, very frustrating. And I think I've gotten to the point where I am used to it, but it's still frustrating. And man, like, what I wouldn't give to see clearly right now. It's just like, and I know it's coming, you know, I've been through this before. You know, I had, this was my enhancement. I had did this back in 2008, but I forgot what the recovery was like. So I don't know, just appreciate your vision out in these streets. Exactly. Okay. Take it from me. Appreciate your vision, especially if you have never had to wear glasses or contacts. If you just wake up in the morning and you see 20/20, praise God for that, okay? Because there's a lot of us out here who were not blessed with great eyesight. I've been in glasses since first grade. So, like, my eyesight, when I got it done in 2008, was, like, -8. Jeez. So, it was bad. You know what I'm saying? This time around, it was, like, -2. But, yeah, man, appreciate your eyesight. You appreciate your eyesight. You get up every day. Do you see 20/20?
Yes.
Do you know if you see 2020 though?
I mean, last time I was tested,
it was 2020.
It was 2020. Mm-hmm. It was actually 2015 when my eyes was better than the other. Mm. Which is interesting because I went through a phase where I had to wear glasses back when I was a kid for a very short time. And then.
Really?
I didn't really wear them, honestly, because I hated them. I mean, so I didn't wear them. Mm. So, because I would.
Do you have a picture of you in glasses as a kid?
I don't know if I have a picture, but I would blink a lot. So I was always blinking. And so they went and got an eye test and they put me in glasses. So I was too young. I was too young to remember what my prescription was.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I didn't like them though, so I just didn't wear them. But in the Army, I flew planes, so I had to. So I had to be tested, you know, and I had to have, you know, 20/20 vision, at least. 20/20 vision, something corrected to 20/20 vision. So if I needed glasses, I had to be able to get glasses that would correct me to 20/20 at least.
Yeah.
But I never had to wear glasses. I mean, so I never had an issue. So yeah, it's a blessing. Everybody in my family that I know of wears glasses or contacts. Mm-hmm. So it's a blessing that I still don't have to.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So my mom never needed them. She needs readers now, but she always wanted them too, but she never needed them.
Cool.
Nana wore contacts, or she still wears contacts.
Yeah. Nana never gonna wear glasses. She's too cool for that.
I'm about to say, do Nana wear glasses? I've seen her in some.
She does after she takes her contacts out.
She takes a break, but she, honey, she loved them contacts.
Yeah. Nana is too fly. She's just too fly.
Gotta love my grandmother. She's the best.
But, okay, what else? So, home improvements?
Oh, yeah, home improvements. I was trying to think if it was something else before I wanted to get to home
improvements. Oh, yes, there is something else.
What?
Y'all, so we started a Patreon page.
Oh, yes. I was like, what are you about to say? So, in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, what is he doing?
So we started the Patreon page where we're going to offer some
bonus content
that you cannot see. It's for Gay Babe TV followers. So if you're not following us, make sure you go check that out. Mm-hmm. Check out our vlog channel. Check out the Gabe Fix while you're at it. But there'll be bonus content.
Some type of bonus content. Yeah, we are still really trying to like flesh out exactly what it is we want to offer, but
we have some ideas. Mm-hmm. But either way, it'll be stuff that nobody else can see other than Patreon members.
Yes.
Patreon peeps. That's what double
Patreon
P.
peeps. That's right. Yes. Okay.
So
starting off, I think for the podcast, we're going to actually allow you guys to like watch us, like set you up and you can like watch us like film live.
It'd be live.
So you'll get like the exclusive, like early. You'll see it early. You'll see it non-edited. You could just hang out and watch. You
exactly.
know?
So
specifically for the podcast. Yes. Yeah.
So the first tier of membership will be $5 a month.
Holla.
And then we will, you know, eventually offer some other tiers for different type of you know, bonuses, whether it's products, whether it's more video, things of that sort.
Yeah.
So
thinking of having like a tier for Ask Gabe and Babe, like if you want to have like an actual conversation about situations. Like,
yeah, like a live conversation.
Get on a live and have some live relationship Q&As or even like a private call. I don't know. We're trying to flesh out the details.
Yeah,
but
so,
for now, we're starting at the $5.
Absolutely.
And
so
we'd love your support.
Love your support. So make sure you check that. So if it's not in the link as you're watching down below, show notes or the description box, then it'll be next week. We'll keep you updated to when it's going to launch for sure.
Yeah. So be on the lookout for that cookout.
Be on the lookout for that cookout.
We haven't even announced it on the vlog yet. So you guys might be the first ones to hear it. Maybe we'll announce it on the vlog on our Friday.
Absolutely.
Video.
Yeah.
So,
good stuff, exciting stuff.
Yes.
We just want to give you guys some more content, more, you know, behind the scenes, cool
behind
stuff.
Behind the scenes. Yeah. Like, we say additional content, but like, we give a lot of content already. So we're just trying to give you like the more of the behind the scenes access to certain things.
Yeah, and the thing is too, is that we just, you know, we thought about this for a long time. Mm-hmm. You know, we have been giving out, in essence, we've been giving out free content, you know, for, you know, just
a long time.
For, you know, close to, I mean, almost 9 years.
Yeah, in October it'll be
October will be 9 year anniversary. Mm-hmm. Or, I'm sorry, August will be 9 year wedding anniversary, and then October will be our 9 year YouTube anniversary together.
Yep.
And we've been giving out, you know, free content since then, you know, and we love it. We're so blessed. We're so thankful. But, you know, we just hope that, you know, you guys have appreciated that, and you're still going to get that same amount of content for free. Like, there's nothing we're taking
that's
away.
That's not changing. We're not taking away anything.
We're
to
just
put
trying
it on
to
Patreon. It's just for people, if you want more, build a little bit more of a tight knit community. We'll see how it goes.
We'll see how it goes. Something to think about.
Yeah.
Let's
see. So what else?
Home renovation.
Okay, so before we get into home renovations, let's go ahead and talk about our first sponsor of this podcast.
That's right. Let's do that. So we have actually talked about HelloFresh. Mm-hmm. We have talked about them on our vlog channel, and we're excited to be partnering with them on the Let's Make Out podcast. So what is HelloFresh? So you can actually get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door with HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh lets you skip those trips to the grocery store and make home cooking fun, easy, and affordable. So, you know, the cool thing about it is that they give you, you know, they offer so many recipes that you can choose from each week. It'll kind of help you get out of that recipe rut that we know we are in.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you might be in it as well. So there's something for everyone, including low-calorie, vegetarian, and family-friendly recipes every week. HelloFresh offers contactless delivery to your doorstep for easy home cooking with the family. HelloFresh's free pre-portioned ingredients mean there's less prep for you and less food waste. You can easily change your delivery days or food preferences and skip a week whenever you need. So that's pretty convenient. Mm-hmm. They actually donated over 2.5 million meals to charity in 2019. And this year, they are stepping up their food donations amid the coronavirus crisis. So
that's
really, really cool that they're trying to, you know, give back. So you can actually check out HelloFresh. You can go to HelloFresh.com/LMO60 and use the code LMO60 to get $60 off your first 3 weeks, including free shipping on your first box. Additional restrictions apply. Please visit HelloFresh.com for more details. So again, you can go to HelloFresh.com/LMO60. Use code LMO60 to get $60 off your first 3 weeks, including free shipping on your first box.
Cool.
So check them out.
Check it out.
So, yes.
Before we get into home renovations for the 18th time,
I know, right?
We haven't done any questions. So we got to do our questions. Oh, and real quick about Patreon, if you guys have any suggestions on what other things you'd like for us to put over there for that community,
let us know.
Yeah. Do that.
Absolutely.
So, what book do you want? What book do you want?
Let's do the black book again.
The black book. I don't have the black
you do.
Book. Oh, do I?
She has her iPad. Her iPad.
My iPad. Oh, what number? 300 questions.
Let's go with 202.
202. Ooh, I almost turned to the exact page.
Look at you.
Dang, maybe not. Excuse me. This is more of a question for me than you.
Really,
what kind of cheese makes you melt into happiness?
Oh, it's goat cheese for sure.
Don't be trying to steal my answer.
Hers is goat cheese.
It's goat cheese.
Mine is probably Colby Jack.
Colby Jack is a very close second.
Colby Jack is just,
will mess me up some Colby Jack.
Man.
But it's just something about goat cheese.
You know what? Goat cheese is something that I kept forgetting that I did like until we went to our, we had a date for my birthday. Mm-hmm. And we went to our favorite place, and they had this goat cheese, like,
it was like baked goat cheese.
Baked goat cheese dip. Like,
yeah.
With like
pita bread.
Oh my goodness.
Make you want to slap your mama. It was so amazing.
It was unbelievable. Like, yeah. and so last time we got pizza for Pizza Friday, I put goat cheese on there.
Yeah,
and I'm never turning back. Yeah. Never turning back.
He's been missing out. I love it. Scrambles, pizza. Yeah.
I have decided
by itself
to eat some goat cheese. No turning back.
No turning back. I have decided
to eat some goat cheese. No turning back. No turning back.
We had a whole goat cheese song. Yeah, right. That's so, how much we love cheese much, in this household,
cheese in
period.
General.
First of all,
okay.
Give me all of the cheeses. That's,
that was the hardest part about being vegan for 87 days.
Oh my gosh.
No real cheese.
I can't. There's no vegan cheese that compares. Although,
oh my goodness,
cashew nacho cheese is pretty darn good.
Yeah, cashew nacho cheese is really good.
It's really good.
But it's still just
but
not
it's
cheese.
Still not the same. As, oh my goodness, I love me some cheese. Love it. It's like my favorite.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway.
Yes.
Can you tell we're foodies?
We're foodies. So let's get into home renovations.
No, you gotta ask me.
Oh my goodness.
You're so pressed to talk about these home renovations, Shawty. Sheesh.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me think.
I already got it open up to the page you're gonna pick.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
62.
Dang it.
Haha.
You switched because you knew I was right there.
I didn't know what page you were on.
You are such a lie. What is your favorite keepsake from a vacation?
I don't know that I have one.
Oh, you do.
Do I?
You do. Our Jamaica portrait from our honeymoon.
I don't know if that's my favorite.
Oh, it's your favorite.
You, how you gonna answer the question for me?
I have no clue.
I don't know that I do a lot of. What was that?
It's Alexa.
Some alert on my phone. No. I don't know that. Oh, or was that Alexa? It was Alexa because Amazon just delivered something. I don't know that I keep things from vacations like that. I do remember smuggling back a seashell from St. Croix.
It's over there. I thought it was over there.
It used to be on my nightstand. Reagan has gotten a hold of it. Who knows where she put it.
You did not smuggle.
Well, yeah. I thought that they was going to take it out of my bag. So I took extra precaution to like wrap it up so they wouldn't be able to see it. Like they wouldn't be able to tell what it was. But didn't nobody ask me about no seashell. But
exactly.
It was so pretty.
They didn't ask you about no seashell by the seashore?
they didn't ask. But that's probably the only thing. And then our Jamaica honeymoon thing, because we have had it like sitting up in the house, like in every place that we
used
live,
to be above the door in our apartment.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, so it's just special.
Yeah. It is. It is special.
Man,
what I wouldn't give to go to Jamaica. Is Jamaica open yet? Anybody listening from Jamaica? Are y'all open yet? Because
I believe it's opening.
Man, I would love to go for our anniversary. Man. I would love to go anywhere for our anniversary. Like,
I'd be so excited. If I had to wear a mask the whole time, if I have to wear just a space suit the entire time,
not
I'll do it.
A space suit.
Can you tan through a space suit?
I don't think that's okay. Possible. Mm. But I would love to go somewhere. I almost booked the Airbnb for our anniversary last night, and I just couldn't press confirm because I don't want to give up the hopes of going somewhere. I'm like, well, what if we just took like a quick little 2-day trip somewhere?
No.
Like just the two of us.
Just
I
the two
will
of
risk
us.
It without the kids.
We can make it if we try.
Just
the two of us.
Oh, okay.
You and I.
Okay,
go ahead.
He ruined my moment. So.
Sorry. Go ahead.
I don't know. Is Jamaica open?
I don't know. Yeah.
Who open right now?
Exactly.
Where can we go? Has anybody traveled?
Did any of y'all run Jamaica?
Any of y'all have gone? Have y'all gone anywhere? Have you quarantined anywhere else? How was your
I know we have Jamaican.
I think so.
Followers, like
I think
you know,
so.
Like peeps.
But I don't know. I think the resorts are open. I don't know.
I heard that they were opening in June or July.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but
so,
I mean,
so August 20th is our
I don't know if that's changing. All the cruises just decided to extend until September now of canceling cruises.
Yeah.
But that's confined spaces.
Yeah,
so I get
wouldn't
that.
Be nobody on nobody.
I ain't trying to be
in
nobody's
right
cruise. Yeah, exactly. Because that's just way
but
too confined.
If we can just go and be in our space and
that'd be amazing.
Just enjoy, like, I will take Miami right now, even though I keep hearing that Florida
I'm the going to keep Miami.
Going up, but I would take a nice little Florida beach house where we could just Miami. Stay in the house.
I'm just doing Will Smith songs here.
And look at the beach and.
Oh man, this would be amazing. But it'd be dope. It'd be dope to go back to our honeymoon spot.
It would, but I don't know. Maybe we'll wait for next year. I mean, 10 years is next year. We always said we were going to go back for our 10 year.
We did.
So
I'm about to be married for 9 years. But nobody said
we couldn't go for 9.
We can go for 9 and 10. We thought about the 10. We would try to just invite some friends.
Maybe yeah, we were thinking of doing like a couple vacation. Probably like, well, we talked about having like our wedding party.
Whoever
make it. Can make it, just going and having like a couples trip.
We've never done a couples trip to the Caribbean.
No, and we ain't never done no couples trip. Period.
Well, yeah, true. But we've never. Well, we've done it like with like you know.
Where did we go?
We've had friends we've been on trips with.
Oh, you know what we did?
Yeah, but
we have gone a couple places where our friends came, but exactly. Not like a couples trip.
Like a planned out couples trip. Yeah. So no, that would be dope to like. You know, because we've met people that have been like in the Caribbean and they've been like there with their friends. And they do this every year. I'm like, that would be dope.
Yeah, it seems like a really good time.
That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah. And then, you know, everybody's with their boo, so we ain't got to spend all our time together. Okay, so now we can talk about your home renovation.
Exciting. Yes. So, home renovations. Man. So, the first one happened. We had our deck painted.
Yes.
So, we had the deck painted.
And restained. Well, I guess it is actually painted because it was a solid stain.
Yeah.
So I guess said,
So we had it painted, and we love it. Goodness. At first we weren't sure because it seemed really, really red. Mm-hmm. But now that it's been, it's just kind of sitting there, and like we're getting now it's beautiful. We absolutely love it. Oh, we've got a new rug out there, and so we're gonna really set that whole space up. That's exciting.
I have ordered like a little bistro bar. Like two-seater situation so we can sit out there and do work and have like coffee in the morning. Exactly. And we got to get
coffee
rides.
In the morning.
Oh my goodness. We got to get rides in the morning. Because I bought panels because I want to put up curtains for privacy. I'm not fooling with you in these songs today. are you going to get them joints today?
Yeah, shout it. Are you sure? If we get this podcast done.
Oh my goodness. I've been asking babe to get these rods so I can test out the different color curtains that I have because I'm not sure.
I will stand on a ladder and hold them mugs up for her.
Well, I asked you to do that last week and you was acting like you couldn't.
Acting like.
He was like, this is stupid. Why he trying to front for y'all? So anyway. I cannot wait until the day. That is what I would like for my birthday.
I don't remember that situation happening
that way.
Which
is next Tuesday, by the way. I would love for my deck to be done. Even though I got an alert from Target that my pillows won't come until like July 1st. I was mad. Like, I need the pillows to complete the
everything else to be done. If the pillows ain't there, she'd be like, it ain't done.
I'm going to be mad. Anyway.
But either way.
So that's the first thing that happened.
Yes. Then.
So.
Then we actually. Well, the next thing. Yesterday it started. If you're watching on Thursday, it happened yesterday. They started painting our kitchen.
Hopefully they started.
White. They got delayed a few days because the guy.
They were supposed to be here Monday.
Yeah, the guy he basically said that the customer prior, he wanted to make sure that it was perfect. He said all his customers deserve perfection, which I'm cool with. I don't want him ever leaving us.
Time.
Yeah, I don't want him to leave us, you know, high and dry with our stuff bad. Going to somebody else because he's on the schedule. I'm cool with that. But we did some things before that.
Yeah, so in preparation for that, we went to Lowe's. I don't even know what I went looking for light bulbs and something else we were looking for. And
a couple of items.
And, you know, Lowe's has this, like, scratch and dent area. If they have things that are damaged, quote, unquote, they give them to you for a ridiculously cheap price. So we were looking, and there was this brand new LG refrigerator.
When you hit it, and then like it light comes on. You can
It has the smart view, so you can see inside the refrigerator, like knock and whatever.
Yeah.
And so it was just sitting there, like they had just
hadn't
placed
even marked
it there. Hadn't even marked it down. So we were like asking the guy, like, well, how much will this be? I was like, well, do you know when you're gonna get to this? And he was like, oh, I can go look in the back and come back and tell you. We came back and said $1,200.
Yeah, so but he said this is normally $3,600, and I can give it to you for $1,224.
Well, I was like, what?
So I hadn't even measured our fridge yet.
No.
So I was like, let me go home and measure real quick. He said, okay, I'll hold it for you. So I went home and measured, and the measurements he told us was a little bit longer than ours, which we still have been fine with.
Yeah, we were like, well.
But we'll just make it work.
We'll make it work.
But when we got it delivered on Sunday, I actually measured it and it's the exact same as ours. Mm-hmm. So it's actually perfect. Yeah, the width was the same. The height was about the same. It was really just the length, the depth. So that's done. So we got that. Yeah, and so I had...
It looks great.
Yeah, I moved the...
I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's exciting. So I moved the old fridge into the garage. So we'll keep that as like a second fridge.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of Sunday, Father's Day. Babe had a very productive Father's Day.
It's about the most productive day of the week for me.
He did not get to relax.
That's all right, though.
I told him that I owe it to him. So we, because in preparation of the cabinets getting painted, we had to empty out all of the cabinets.
Yeah, all the cabinets.
So we've been packing up the cabinets for the past, like, week.
Yeah, and Gabrielle's out of commission. You know,
yeah, so. I mean, I did what I can.
Yeah, like, but I wasn't expecting her to get up and do anything. I was telling her to lay down and relax.
So he... Then
I had to move their fridge.
Yeah, so it was a situation. It was a lot going on. So then on Sunday, once the refrigerator got moved, I was like, well, got delivered. I was like, you know what? Let's just see what appliances are running. Because this is something that we've never really, like, checked prices of what appliances are. And I think we've been holding out.
Knowing that we want silver appliances.
Man, we've been wanting stainless steel appliances with a white kitchen since before we were like before we bought this house. So we were just like, I've always been under the impression like, oh my gosh, it's gonna cost so much money, I'm just not ready to pull the trigger. And then it was like, well, I don't want to do it if we have to piecemeal it. Then we were like, well, we'll just get the cabinets painted because that's the hardest, and then we can start looking for things. And then I'm like, the holiday is about to be here. Like, it's about to be June 4th, so I'm sure that there's gonna be some discounts, because we were like, oh, we'll just wait till Black Friday to look for appliances. So I go look on Home Depot, and they had this bomb sale. So we got our double oven and the range, like the counter range. Mm-hmm. So we got that ordered. It's coming in July, and now all we need to replace is the overhead microwave and the dishwasher.
And
I think we're going to actually get that this week.
Yeah, probably get that this week.
Yeah.
Because then you think about it. Just think about it too. The fridge, you know, I mean, for one, that is like a filming space for us. You know, that is a place where it's part of our set, you know, as YouTubers. Like, you know, or our social media influencers, because it's on Instagram a lot of times.
Well, true.
But either way, we thought about it. We was like, you know what? The fridge, we saved... Mm-hmm. We saved $2,400 on the fridge.
Yeah.
So that $2,400 took care of the you know, the double oven and you know, part of the range. So it's kind of evened out anyways. Yeah. So it's pretty exciting to
so
do that.
Exciting. I'm so excited.
I can't wait to see this kitchen like white. I'm so excited.
I am excited, but I'm also very nervous.
You'd be fine, because we had white kitchen in the apartment, and you never once ever said, I wish we could paint this.
But we also had lighter countertops. I think that's what's giving me the most anxiety, is because we have, like, our quartz countertops are a little tan. They're not super dark, but I guess I'm paranoid that, oh my goodness, what if I don't like
it? Paranoid, she tripping. Okay, go ahead.
Now what if I want to change the countertops? I don't want to spend no more money, okay? So I'm sure it'll be fine. I did just stomp my feet. But I'm anxious like that when it comes to big purchases big changes.
It's going to be exciting.
Like, I may not like it and then like it a day later. I don't know.
She didn't...
I didn't like the deck.
Yeah, first. Now she just said today, she's like, I just love it.
Well, I was unsure about it. I didn't completely say I didn't like it. I just was unsure. But now I love it. Exactly. So I'm sure it'll be fine. I've been waiting for this white kitchen since we've been in this house, and we've been here for 4 years. So
she's been dreaming of a white... kitchen
overload on this episode now. Okay,
so I'm having fun.
Are you done?
I'm done.
Are you done?
I'm done.
Okay. I'm done. So after the kitchen gets done, fast forward a couple more weeks, provided that the HOA stops dragging their feet and approve our request, we'll begin the fence.
Oh, best believe.
In the backyard.
Best believe they will approve it, because if they don't approve it...
Like, I don't understand what's taking so long.
They said it could take up to 30 days.
Oh, did they?
It said on the sheet.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, even if they didn't, which I don't see them not, but even if they didn't approve it, they would literally have some issues coming their way.
They would approve it. I mean, it's a standard. We're not doing anything different than what we are able to get.
Because there would be no reason to not approve it. So
I guess I'm just being impatient. Me too. I forgot it does say.
I'm the same way. I just want it to be approved so we just know what's happening. Yeah. So we're excited about that. That way we still got some of the summer to spend out in our yard and, you know, we can, you know, look and see what else we want to do out
there for the kiddos. We've never really been fence people, but having Reagan was a game changer because we have this beautiful deck and we just want to sit out there and relax.
We can't because she wants to run around.
She does. Both of our neighbors on either side of us have play sets. So she wants to run and go swing or go down the slide. And it's like, no, we just want to sit on the deck. Can you sit down with us? So now she ain't going to have no place to go. Yeah.
And we'll get her, and we talked about getting her a little playset, something that her and Chad Jr. can play on. Yeah. So that's exciting. We're just excited.
We're so excited.
Like, that's going to be.
Last thing I want to do is paint the front door. I really want to paint the garage door, too.
She's fine.
Did I tell you that? I gotta ask them about painting the garage door too.
I'm sure you do, sweetie.
So I have to send out another request for the door color. I'm not sure if they're gonna approve the door color because it's like a teal. And I talked to somebody and they said they like to stick to neutral colors. So we'll see what they say. But at least painting the garage doors white, they shouldn't have no issue with that.
Yeah, exactly.
Because our
trim on our house is white.
It's white.
So I don't see them having an issue with that.
Yeah. So, I mean, we'll see. There's a lot of things going on, I guess, you know, because we aren't able to travel like we normally would. We've just been looking at all the things to fix in this house.
Well, I mean, it's the cool thing, too, is that they always say, you know, like we watch a lot of house shows and we enjoy those type of shows. And, you know, they always say if your house has good bones, then
yeah, it's got great bones.
Yeah, our house has great bones. It's a great house. It was built in 2009 or
2009.
Yeah, somewhere in that area. Yeah. So it's not old. It's a great house. So it's like, you know, any of these things that we do is only going to up the value even more.
Yeah.
So it's just it's the value is already doing really well.
Yeah.
And so it's just
it doesn't hurt the things that we're doing.
Doesn't hurt. It makes it more comfortable for us while we're here, and you know it's just
it's our investment. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So we're excited.
So excited about that.
Well, I think that's kind of the...
That's like the gist of what is going on in our life right now. Surgery and home renovations, exactly. Really.
Yeah.
That's it.
Pretty much.
Honestly. But it is exciting.
I think so, yeah.
And I'm tired of spending money, though. I'm done. I'm done spending the money on the... I guess, you know, that's our vacation money right there. Going to these home renovations.
She's so cute.
Oh.
She's so cute.
Anyway. So you guys, we have an update from the Ask Gabe and Babe that we did probably 2 or 3 episodes ago.
Yes.
It was about the girl who was considering dating a Caucasian guy, but she didn't want to have the conversation with her parents.
Yeah.
So shout out to you for updating us, sending an update. So
we're excited to read it. And I'm going to do, I don't remember if the first one was anonymous.
Yeah, so we'll just skip her name.
So we're just going to skip names.
Yeah.
You know, you guys, if you watched, then you know.
You,
yeah, exactly. All right, here we go.
Remember the story if you listened.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So update on what should I do? Long response, fair warning, laugh out loud. Hey, Gabe and Chad. First, I want to say thank you for answering my previous question about my parents regarding interracial dating. Since that last email I sent you, I never thought my parents would disown me for dating outside of my race. I feel like I was more worried about disappointing my parents, but how things have changed. The guy I'm talking about, his name is Bam, who's Caucasian, and myself, him, and his mother had a conversation one day all on FaceTime because we both were at home. His mom asked us both about concerns when it comes to a relationship, and I shared with his mother about my parents' opinion, mainly my mother, because my dad just goes along with what my mother says. Mm. His mother told me she understood where I was coming from in a way, because her parents did approve of her son's dad before they got into a relationship simply because his dad smokes and drinks. Mm. She then told me eventually she had to stand up to her parents and they had to realize his mother is an adult and she can make her own choices and they have to stop looking at her as their little girl. As of yesterday, I shared with my mom why this man hangs around me so much when I'm at work. We both work at a retail store. He and I aren't in a relationship as of right now, but I told her that we were in a relationship just to see what her response would be. Mm. I also told her when I was driving home so she couldn't walk away or just try to blow off the conversation.
Oh, smart. Okay, smart.
I said, do you want to know why he hangs around me so much? My mom then said, is it so you don't talk to anyone else? I said, no. And then she said, did I do something? I said, no. Then my mom said, well, why does he? I then said, because that's my boyfriend.
Okay.
She then said, that's on you. Do what you want to do.
Okay.
And then she started talking about something my dad did at home. She was furious with him yesterday, but that's a whole different story, laugh out loud. She didn't care. She really didn't. I then let me make sure I read this right.
Oh, okay.
I felt like I shouldn't have cared so much. This has been bothering me for almost 8 months.
Wow.
And she literally could have cared less. She didn't even bring it up today when I got off work. So, hey, I'll take it.
Hey, look at that.
That's a blessing. My dad doesn't know simply because I wasn't too concerned about his response, simply because my dad is the type to be like, whatever your mother says goes. I'll let her tell him. Or he'll find out whenever he comes over to the house, and that's okay too. I told his mother yesterday about my mother's response, and she was elated and happy for both of us. I then wrote to the guy I like a letter last night and gave it to him today today at work, and he's happy as well. We both were worried and hesitant going forward, because this is first for both of us. But the way he treats me, cares for me, and just appreciates me, his gentle touches, tenderness, truly makes me happy. The way he treats me, I wish I would have gotten the same love from my father when I was younger. It still surprises me how we both feel about each other. I just can't believe it, simply because this wasn't the picture I had in my future. But if this is what it's going to look like, I'm excited to see what happens next. Whenever we get into a relationship, I'll happily let you guys know. And hey, never know, we might end up getting married one day, and I'll gladly send you two an invite.
Aww.
Thank you again, and God bless the both of you.
That is awesome.
That is so exciting to hear.
Congratulations for speaking up.
Yes.
That's awesome.
That's exciting. Let's do a round of applause. Yay. That's exciting.
It is exciting. It's really good when you like finally do something that you've been thinking about for so long. I feel like that's a common theme with, you know, a lot of decisions that we make. Sometimes we are held back because of what we think somebody else is going to say, or what they're going to think about it, when oftentimes they ain't even thinking about us. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe they're not as concerned as you think that they might be.
Yeah.
And that's what the case seems like here, is that your mom just wants you to be happy. And she's like, whatever. I mean, if you're happy, then do what you want to do. Yeah. I mean, you're an adult.
Absolutely.
And that's what it should be. You know, you can still love someone, you know, but then let them make their own decisions, right?
Right.
Now, unless they're doing something super crazy, right?
Right.
But yeah, so that's exciting.
Yeah, that's
congratulations.
Exciting. Thank you for giving us an update.
Thank you for that update. Really, and we definitely will be waiting for that invite one day if it ever comes. Okay? Either way, we just wish you happiness, both of you.
Absolutely.
And that's cool. So
that's
awesome. So then we have a few more that came in.
Do you have another sponsor before we
leave? Oh, yes, we do. Thank you. So we have a few more that that kind of came in. Some Ask Aiden. You guys have been sending in some great Ask Aiden Bays. So we thank you. We appreciate you. And we're going to do our best to get to all of them. You know, just, you know, we try to give you thorough answers, you know, or opinions.
Yeah.
So, but we have our last sponsor, our second and last sponsor for this episode. We want to tell you about real quick. This next sponsor is Aurate, A-U-R-A-T-E. So we've actually talked to you about them before. So they are a fine jewelry maker that's in New York City, founded by women for women. Pieces range from classic to statement to completely original. Aurate makes the jewelry you've always wanted but could never find. So because it's all real gold, you can wear it and never have to take it off. Shower, sport, sleep, cook, anything. It's jewelry for life. So that's really good, because that's nothing worse than having a bad piece of jewelry.
It's the worst.
Aurate is ethically made in New York City, empowering women with the best jewelry options without sacrificing style. For every piece sold, a child in need receives a book to further their education. So another,
awesome.
Another partner, another sponsor that is giving back, and that's pretty awesome. Aurate was founded on the desire to shake up the jewelry market by offering modern women beautiful designs, amazing quality at affordable prices, and ethically sourced pieces that they can wear every day. Orate's gold is 100% goop proof, so you can lather on the sunscreen and know your Orate jewelry can withstand the wear. Hmm. That's another good thing.
That's good.
So for the listeners or for the watchers of the Let's Make Out podcast, you can actually get 15% off your first Orate purchase by going to oratenewyork.com/LMO and use promo code LMO. So again, 15% off your first Orate purchase going to Orate, A-U-R-A-T-E, newyork.com/LMO and use promo code LMO. Yeah. So check them out.
Definitely check them out. I'm actually wearing.
She loves her necklace.
One of my pieces from them today. Oh, I love this necklace. It is the cutest thing. It's beautiful. If you're watching, it's beautiful. I wear it quite often.
And it looks just as new as the day that she got it.
It's perfect.
Yeah. So
you won't be disappointed.
No, exactly. All right. So
another ass game.
Like I mentioned, we've gotten some really cool, really good ones in. Let's see. Okay. So we got another ass game and babe. She has asked to be anonymous, so we will not say your name. Thank you so much for the email. So she says, hey, keep up the great work. I'm a long time. Thank you so much. I'm a long time subscriber and I admire you and Chad's relationship. Your kids are beautiful as well. Thank you so much for the support and the compliment. Thank you. I am very interested in this older guy I work with. I know that can be either good or bad in the workplace. He is different from the guys I have dated in the past. He started flirting with me and I flirt back as well. I feel like we have a chemistry, but he hasn't exactly asked me out. And it's been months. His very good friend has said something like he wants to work by you. So I'm sure she has noticed or he has said something to her. Mm-hmm. He has complimented me, bought me lunch multiple times and said some things and has put his arm around me when we were alone once before. Since he had girl, he's trying. He's definitely like that. Like, he ain't doing all that just to say hello.
He need to speak up.
He need to say something. Right. Okay. Since he hasn't asked me out, I assume maybe he's just playing or not really interested. Mm. So I have been trying to keep my distance, but it just doesn't seem to work. He still finds a way to talk to me or be near me. He remembers things I have told him. He still flirts with me, and I am still very interested to the point where I'm dreaming about him. I know he's single because he and a friend of his has mentioned it. Anyway, I know this is super long, but I was just thinking, should I say something or leave it be? Love you guys.
Well, we love you back.
Yes, we love you back, and we appreciate you even asking, taking time to write this email to us.
I wish I knew how much older he was. Because you mentioned that he was older. I feel like you mentioned it for a reason. You know what I'm saying? But you never really gave detail as to, like, how much older.
Yeah, like, how much older.
Yeah, like, how old are you? Like, you know what I'm saying? Because men's ages, I feel like, kind of give a different.
Yeah, because I'm
you kind of know where
Gabrielle's
they
elder,
are.
You know,
I mean, by 18 days, hey, sweetheart.
Respect your elder, sweetheart.
Honey, gladly you can have that title. Okay, but yeah, I. So what was the question? Should you say something?
Yeah,
was that the
or
question?
Leave it be.
Or leave it be. So here's my thing. I feel like I'm a little conflicted because part of me wants to say, there's no harm in you being like, so, you know, I don't even know what you would say. But then the other part of me is like, no, he's the man. Like, I'm not saying nothing. If you're interested, I need you to verbalize that. Like, I'm not a mind reader. I can pick up on these cues, but what do you want me to do with them? Like, I'm not about to ask you out. And that's just my philosophy. Not that it's anything wrong with a woman that's out there asking men out, but I just feel like as a man, if you're going to do all of these actions, you should totally follow it up with a, hey, I was thinking about going to see a movie. You want to come with me? Or what do you think about us going to dinner? Or like if he feels comfortable enough to put his arms around you and you guys are having these conversations at work and he's remembering things about you, like these all point to interest to me.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I don't understand like what's keeping him from like pulling the trigger. You know what I'm saying? It's like, don't be waiting for me to pull the trigger. Like, what?
Yeah.
No. I would say. I don't know. I don't think that I would advise you to say something. But as a man, what do you think? Like,
I mean, I think that, yeah. I mean, at this point, like, if he likes you, then he should have said something. I mean, you know, at this point, like, he should have verbalized that. Yeah. You know, like, you know,
we grown,
right? You're grown. So it's kind of like, you know, what are you trying to do? Right. Like, you know, but on the other side, you know, the flip side is too, maybe because he is older and you're younger, that maybe he doesn't, you know, maybe he doesn't, maybe he just thinks, maybe he's self-conscious thinking maybe he doesn't have a chance. Like maybe, you know, there's some flirting there, but he's just, you know, doesn't know if like, if you're just flirting because, you know, you know, I mean, I don't know. Like, my first thing is he should just say how he feels, right?
Just like, say it.
Just say it, yeah. Right? Just speak up. If you're interested, hey, just, you know, hey, you bad. I'm trying to get to know you more. Let's go do something. Oh, sorry. And I mean, like, simple as that. You know, just shoot your shot.
Right. That's it. Shoot your shot. What you waiting on, bro?
You know, but I think that, and I think that, you know, here's my thing. If you guys are flirting and you guys are just, you know, you're not uncomfortable by anything he's doing, if you're uncomfortable about what he's doing because they're, you know, then you should tell him to stop. Right.
I don't think that she's uncomfortable. Yeah,
I don't think so either. Yeah. I think that you're fine. I think that you think he's interesting, you think he's attractive, but you know, and you're, it's cool. You know, you guys are, you know, who knows what's gonna happen, right? But you want something to happen either way, right? You're like, either tell me how you feel, or you know what, I'm just gonna, you know, keep it pushing. Right.
Or I mean, you just keep it pushing. Like,
yeah, exactly. I think that
you don't have to like wait around.
Yeah. At this point, you guys work together.
Yeah.
You guys are seeing each other. Maybe he will eventually say something. Maybe he won't. But I don't think that, you know, unless you are just ultimately compelled to, I would just say, you know, just go about your day. You know, just still be who you are. Have fun. Have a, you know, like, and then, you know, like if he's interested, he's gonna speak up.
Yeah, I think it just takes a special type of woman to be okay making the first move and being forward. And if you don't mind that,
then yeah,
knock yourself out.
If you feel compelled to do it, like I said,
but
do it.
I just feel like, I don't know, and maybe this is old fashioned of me, but I just feel like how the relationship starts, like, I would be thinking down the line, am I going to have to be the one to step up and say something first? Like, you just going to dance around the situation. If you can't even ask me out, but you're flirting and you're doing this and you're, you know what I'm saying? It's like you're waiting on me to make the first move. Are you going to be like this in the future for things? You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like men are very vocal and very verbal when they are interested in you, period. Yeah. Like, I've never had a man that was interested in me that I had to guess that he was interested.
Exactly.
So that is the part that's kind of throwing me off. Like,
yeah, that's.
I don't. Yeah, I wish I knew the age. I wish I knew.
Yeah,
the
I wish
age
you knew the age too.
But
it's interesting. I think that, yeah, I wouldn't stress it. I wouldn't think that you have to pursue him. But again, on the flip side, if you feel you want to, then there's also nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, totally, you know, nothing wrong.
You are not wrong for not saying anything, and you are not wrong for saying something.
Yeah.
It is something that you have to choose for yourself. But at the end of the day, like, yeah, I agree that if this man wants to date you, he wants to get to know you more on a more connected level, then he needs to speak up, especially if he's older.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, especially if he's, you know, because that means, should mean more matured, should mean more life experience. Mm-hmm. It means you should be able to speak up and say, look, I'm interested in you. What's going to happen? Let's go on a date. Let's do something, right? You know, it's, I mean, yeah. Because if you dig in somebody, like, they're, you know. Like,
you let it be known.
You let it be known. As a guy, if you see somebody that you like and you're single, you know dang well you're going to say something.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're going to shoot your shot.
Y'all work together, right? Like, so y'all.
Yeah.
They work together, right?
Yeah.
So y'all see each other all the time. You know what I'm saying? He's had ample opportunity to say something. I mean, if we don't know the backstory, maybe you were just fresh out of a relationship. Maybe he knows some things about you that we don't know, that maybe he feels apprehensive. But I still feel like at the end of the day, most men don't have any issue expressing interest.
Yeah.
And exactly. I feel like it shouldn't be that hard.
It shouldn't be that hard.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. So hopefully this helps. I know it doesn't answer the question for you because you have to make that decision. But we wish you well.
Yeah.
And we wish you resolution.
Yeah. If it's bothering, because what? Okay. What was the answer? What was the question? Like, should she say
or just
something?
Leave it be.
Yeah. I was just gonna say, if it if this is bothering you or giving you like, oh my goodness, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Just completely like not cut him off, but all the extra and the flirting and stuff, just kind of shut it down on your end and then see what happens. Yeah, like exactly. Keep it professional, keep it platonic, and then just kind of see how he reacts. Because I don't know if you guys, if you mentioned if you guys are like flirting back and forth or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. That's just my take on it. Yeah. Hopefully you can take this and do, make the best decision for you.
Absolutely. Yeah, we wish you nothing but the best.
Yeah, keep us updated, girl.
Please, please, let us know.
Let us know how this ends.
Yes, let us know.
And if anybody else has any suggestions for her or if you've dealt with this, share them, please. Like, put it in the comments of the YouTube video. Let her know what you think she should do.
Please, yes, yes.
Keep the conversation going.
Keep it going.
As always, you guys can always tweet us at Let's Make Out Pod. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Let's Make Out Podcast. We love the support. We love it when you guys screenshot and you share your favorite parts or just, you know, just share the podcast. We really appreciate that. Also, if you take the time to rate us on whatever platform you are listening to,
please, please.
We would really, really appreciate that too, especially on Apple Podcasts because it allows a different audience to find us when you rate and review.
That's right.
So we really, really appreciate that. And yeah, I feel like that's all.
I feel like that's it. Yeah. So we just appreciate y'all. We love y'all. And we hope that you've gotten something from this. And we can't wait to continue to interact and try to, you know, give our opinions on some of your Ask Gabe and Babe.
Yeah, keep them coming.
That's right. So we will talk to you next time.
Later.